get started. And Samson. Yeah. No, my fallback is John 10. Sorry. The Good Shepherd. That's right. You can't go wrong with the Good Shepherd. But today, if you would, turn to Luke 24. It's the last chapter in the book of Luke. It's kind of actually related a little bit to what, in a way, what I did last week. It's not why I picked it, but it is. It's amazing how the scriptures relate to each other. It's like the story's the same all the way through. That was sarcasm. It is the same all the way through. Luke 24, and I want to begin reading in verse 36. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy, and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye any meat? And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish, and of an honeycomb, and he took it, and did eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. I'm just going to stop right there. Now, I preached last week about Paul speaking to the Thessalonians from the scriptures. Paul spoke to the Bereans from the scriptures. Now, Paul spoke to the Athenians about the unknown God. Jesus Christ, Walter said it, I said it, Earl said it. He preached to men where they were. Paul did the same thing. To the Jews, he spoke of the scriptures. To the Athenians, the Greeks, they didn't know anything about the scriptures. But he preached the same Christ every time. And Jesus Christ is in the scriptures from beginning to end. In all three cases, Paul spoke of Christ Jesus. He spoke to the people where they were and as they were, just as our Lord Jesus Christ did. He spoke of Christ's suffering, his sacrifice, his substitution, his resurrection, and his sovereignty. And guess what? That's what Christ preached. Paul was preaching of the good example from the good example. Now, by looking back here in Luke, we see that this is exactly what Christ did. And what happened here, this is where the disciples were gathered together after he had met with those two on the road to Emmaus. Cleopas and the other fella. We don't have his name. A little strange thing I looked at. I have come to a conclusion that most Bible commentators don't get out much. or didn't get out much, I guess, because a lot of them are dead. There are some strange things that go on in Bible commentaries. But one of the things that actually was good, and I picked out here, is this fella Cleopas is mentioned twice. Now, there is no definite proof, but what they are saying, the same name was spoken of as the husband of Mary's sister, Mary. It's in John 19:25. When Jesus Christ is on the cross, Mary's there, and it says her sister Mary was there, the wife of Cleopas. So it just struck me as awfully strange that here Christ appeared to these two people. They didn't know him at first, and it might have been that one of them was his uncle. Joseph's brother is who they say it is, and Mary, because you don't normally have two women named Mary in the same family. So they were saying that that's Mary's sister-in-law. But I thought, here was Jesus' uncle, spoke to him, and he didn't see him until it was revealed to him. It doesn't matter who you are, and it doesn't matter what family you're in. Until he reveals himself, you're not going to know who he is. And that's the way it is. But what I want to speak to today is just this one verse, verse 45. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. The very first of that verse, three words, then opened he. Okay, who did it? He did. Does that settle the argument? Well, for us it does. For the world it doesn't. Because there is no question about this. Then opened he. There's no argument to be had. There's no other point of view to be explored. There's no debate. Because he is the only one who can.
Amen.
We are the masters, personally, of the cannot. I cannot come, I cannot believe, I cannot understand. That's what I'm the master of. That's what every human being is the master of. But he's the one who's the master of can. Nobody else is. And if he doesn't, you can't. But if he does, you will.
Yes.
And you can.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
Revelation 3 and verse 7 put it this way. It was in the address. Well, here it is. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth. And shutteth,
yes.
And no man openeth.
Right.
That's right.
Right. Put it both ways.
Both ways.
You know what comes to mind, Walter? Mm-hmm. Russell Crowe. I mean, Noah. That was a joke, actually. I still have not seen that movie, but I will one day when I can see it for free.
I don't blame you.
It's okay. There's something to be said for the widescreen experience, but there's also something to be said for cheap experience. My TV's big enough. It is. When God shut that door, no man opened it. And God shut him in.
Right, God shut him in.
See, that's the part the world wants to leave. They want to talk about can. They want to talk about will. But they don't want to talk about anybody shutting anything.
Right. Right, Joe.
And God opens. No man shuts. God shuts and no man opens.
Amen.
And that's the truth of the scripture. That's the truth of God.
Yes.
That's what sovereignty means.
Right.
When we say sovereignty.
Right.
And also, that's what grace means.
Sure.
When we say grace.
Sure. Yeah.
When we say grace, it's not of works.
No.
Then opened he. That's the grace that is being expressed here. Because once he opens, no man's going to shut it. Not even you.
Right.
Not even you. Not even me.
Right.
It's there. You will come. You will believe. And you will call. Just like Marvin said. Once he opens, it's opened. And there is no discussion about this. He's the only one who can open. And he is the one who does open for every single child that he has. Then this next phrase, next two words, says their understanding. Now, the word understand and understanding are in here both times. Now, this first one, their understanding, is a noun. And it's actually four Greek letters, and it literally translates mind. That's what it translates.
That's good.
Then opened he their mind.
Yeah.
You mean my mind was closed?
No.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. My mind, before life was given,
mm-hmm.
before when he saw me polluted in my own blood,
right.
when I lived on this planet,
mm-hmm.
we're not talking about an eternity path. We're talking about in time,
mm-hmm.
because it's got to happen in time, and it's going to happen in time.
Yeah.
But my mind was totally closed to anything of the Spirit of
right.
God.
Right.
That's why it had to be opened. My mind, the natural man, cannot understand
mm-hmm.
the things of the Spirit of God.
Right.
You will not hear that read or spoken or quoted in most Arminian assemblies or most religious societies in this world.
Right.
Because they don't like cannots.
No.
But I understand cannot because now I can.
Yeah, right.
I understand cannot because I can.
Right.
And only those who can understand cannot.
That's right.
I don't know if that's good English or not, but that's the way it is. Only those who have life can understand that they were dead.
Right.
Right.
Because the dead don't understand anything.
Right.
Right.
Because their minds are closed. And they need to be opened.
Yes.
And if he opens it, it's open.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's open. The other thing, that the other translation that they had in there, other than mine, was, and I really like this, a particular mode of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is very particular.
Yes, it is.
It is incredibly particular.
Yes.
It is so particular that in all of Raleigh County and Mercer County, this is all we got.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is it.
This is it.
This is it. You know, there's some pretty big churches in Princeton.
Sure.
And there's some pretty big churches in Beckley.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that monstrosity that Earl built in Shady Spring, which I'm not blaming him for. That was in the will of God too. And that brought him where he needed to be, which was in front of us.
Right. That's right.
You know the lesson or the blessing thing? It'll either be a blessing or it'll be a lesson. Well, a lesson is a blessing. Duh. And it was totally and completely in the will of God. this opening of the mind, this particular mode of thinking,
right,
is about Christ.
Yeah.
It's about the things of God.
Yes.
It's about Him, even though we know some stuff about us now.
Sure. Sure.
Because once you get a glimpse of, just, and it is, through a glass darkly, a glimpse of perfection,
yes,
you realize how short you fall.
Yes. Yeah.
You realize that, oh yeah, you know, that law does condemn. Mm-hmm. That law does kill.
Yeah.
That law is true. And I don't have to have one up on the wall. Because I've got the failure right here.
Yeah.
And right up here.
Me too.
And in this little finger right here. And I won't wave the other finger. But everything I have, this flesh, is death.
Yeah.
It's corrupt. But He opened my mind. He has opened, sometimes they use it as the heart.
Mm-hmm.
He opened, and no man closes.
Right. Right.
My mind that He gave me.
Mm-hmm.
And the mind He gave you.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot be closed again.
No.
Perseverance of the saints. I testify right now, I have no idea in this world how not to believe Jesus Christ. And I'll dare you to try it. If you know Him, if He's opened your mind, try not believing Him. Now I'm not saying don't try not following Him, because we can do that. That's easy. The sin which so easily does beset us. And there is pleasure in sin for a season. And I'm not going to testify about that. Because I know well aware how true that is. But I dare you to try to forget God if you know Him. I don't think you can. Because what He's opened, you can't shut.
Right. That's right.
If He's opened it, you can't shut it. And your mind is open to Him and His things. And that's why we will receive the gospel.
Right. That's why.
And that's why they don't.
Right. That's right.
And it is us and them in this world.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture is replete with division. There is Jew and there's Gentile, and that's all there is.
Yeah.
When you're looking at it from that direction.
Right. Yeah.
There is bond and there is free, and that's all there is if you're looking at it from that direction.
Right.
Well, right here, there's open and there's shut.
Right. That's right.
And there's nothing else.
Nothing else.
Nothing else. Now, there may be those who are going to be opened later.
Right.
But until He openeth, it's shut.
Yeah.
Walter is fond of saying that I brought him the gospel. And it embarrasses me whenever he says it. But I know what he means. I talked to him.
Sure.
And he talked back.
Yeah.
But I remember, well, sometimes it was pleasant, sometimes not so much. You know? But at least he listened. But the thing was, when I first started talking to him, it was shut.
It was shut. Yes, it was shut.
It was.
Yes, that's right.
But when it opened, well, it bothered him, I think, worse than it bothered me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It made me happy.
Yes.
But I could see a difference.
Yes.
Even. Because he started to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ,
right.
The scriptures.
Yes.
And he admitted to it.
Yeah.
And that hurt him.
Yeah.
And I smiled.
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
And that's what I'll do again to anybody else.
Right. That's the way it
works. Because it makes me happy.
Yes.
Because I know when God opens, no man's going to shut it ever again.
That's right, brother.
And once he opens it, he's not going to shut it.
Amen.
Because if he'd have wanted it shut, he'd have left it shut.
He left it shut.
He wanted it opened, so he opened their mind.
Yes.
And this says that they might understand the scriptures.
Yes. Right.
Because this is where the truth of God is revealed.
That's
to
it.
Us.
That's it.
This is all we have.
That's all we have.
We deal in words. Yes, we do. You are picky about words. Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Any other questions? And I shall continue to be so.
Yes.
As much as lieth within me. But here, the word understand is a verb. He opened, then opened he their understanding, their mind, gave them a particular mode of thinking.
Yes.
That they might understand the scriptures. Christ's opening of our minds results in actions.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
It results in mental actions.
Yes.
And that results in walking actions.
Sure does.
And once he's opened it, you can't shut it. He tells us in Philippians, Paul wrote about putting in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And that's in hearing the gospel, understanding the gospel, and walking.
Yes.
All of it,
right, all of it
is doing. Because you're doing it. This is intensely personal. Every one of these disciples that were there in this room, he opened every one of their minds.
Right.
And some minds are different than others. Walter's preaching is different than my preaching. My preaching is different than Walter's preaching. It's just, this is the way I think with what God has given me.
Right, that's right. Yeah.
I was reading a book yesterday, and I was wondering why. I do this every now and then. I will. You know, we can talk about authors later, but there was a purpose to it that I didn't understand at first. Because this guy said two things. This is a science fiction novel. He said two things that were true, and he didn't know it. He said the two most important words that a human being can say, and I'd already studied on this before I got to this, the two most important words that a human being can say in relation to being a human being are these two words, I understand. And I thought, yeah, because salvation is personal. I have to understand.
Right, right.
He's got to open my mind.
Right.
He can open your mind. That don't do me any good.
No, yeah. Right. That's right, brother.
You can try and open my mind, but it ain't going to work.
Right.
Because it's shut and you can't open it.
Right. Yeah.
He has to open it, and then I can't shut it, and I understand. Because I understand him. I understand that he opens. And I can't shut. I understand that he is God Almighty in human flesh. They gave him a piece of broiled fish and a honeycomb. Spirits don't eat. Okay? There's a problem with the Gnostics. People think, oh, well, God, he came back, but he came back as a spirit. No, he was eating.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't hungry, I don't suppose, but he was eating. To show the disciples, it's me here back in the flesh.
Yes.
And I understand.
Yeah.
All the power, all the might, all the right, the responsibility, the authority, everything is in him.
Amen.
And he'll either open or he'll shut.
Right. Right.
And if he opens, it's open. The other thing that fella said earlier in the book, I read this out loud to Debbie, and I got so tickled at it because he meant it a whole different way, but it's all right. He said, now, I know this is kind of goofy. The people on, if anybody listens on the internet, don't pay attention to me. I don't care. An alien said to our heroine, our female hero in this book, he told her, he says, you can't have it both ways. You can't have a free will and a benevolent God that'll keep you from yourself. That's true. You can't have it both ways. Now, he meant it wrong because he meant, guess what? There is no God. That's what he was shooting at. You know? But I know it's true. You don't have a free will. But there is a gracious God who opens your mind if you're his.
Yes.
And no man will shut it.
Amen.
And that's why I ended up reading those stupid books. For those two phrases. And that was at the very end. But it was worth it. Because it blessed me. Because this guy that writes is Arthur C. Clarke. I don't know if anybody even know him. But Arthur C. Clarke is a very good writer. Very smart man. Very logical man. And that is logically true. You can't have a free will and a benevolent God that'll keep you out of trouble. Because then your will ain't free.
Right. That's right.
Duh!
That's right.
He's better than most of the religions out there. Because they say, we got both. Oh, yes, we got free will, and God will stop us whenever he wants. Oh, man, you know. It's enough to make you want to pull your hair out. People are stupid. Not only their minds are shut, they're stupid, too. Because that's beyond ignorance. I'm sorry.
That's right.
And this is the way it's always been.
That's the way it's always been.
And this is the way it always will be until he comes again.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Because if he doesn't open your mind to understand the scriptures, you're not going to understand the scriptures. And this is what the scriptures teach.
Right.
Real quick, Proverbs 8. I was here a couple of months ago, but it seems apropos. I like that word too. Because we say this is the way it's always been. We say, well, prove it. Okay. Proverbs 8 and verse 6. Now this is wisdom speaking. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. Have you ever stopped to think what a beautiful, wonderful thing the truth, with a capital T, you know, there's another science fiction writer that wrote bad things about that. There is no truth with a capital T. Yes, there is. His mind was just shut up to it.
Yes.
What it really is. It is so powerful that it drove religious men to try to kill the Lord of glory.
Yes. Right.
That's how powerful the truth is.
Yes.
It will drive men to madness.
Yes, that's right.
Anger, insanity, and always, as a last resort, violence.
Yeah, that's right.
You know the old saying, violence never settled anything? They're wrong. Violence has always settled everything. If it's enough violence. Explain that to the buffalo. The truth is so the truth is so powerful, so glorious,
yes,
that it drove the princes of this world to kill him.
Right.
And they did it with wicked hands.
Yes.
They crucified him. His mouth, the mouth of wisdom, the mouth of Jesus Christ,
yes,
always, always, always spoke the truth.
Yes.
And it tore up the religious world.
Yeah.
And it still does. That's why they have beat on it so hard to almost make it so that it doesn't exist.
Right.
They will not admit to their own history, right, in a lot of churches.
Go ahead, Joe. That's right.
They will not admit. They had to come out with the Reformed Presbyterian Church because the Presbyterian Church won't have anything to do with what the Reformers started. They had to make another denomination for themselves. And they still baptize babies, but that's, you know, at least most of the time they're preaching the truth.
Right.
If they're preaching a sovereign God who opens and you can't shut,
right,
I can agree with that.
Sure.
Yeah. I ain't going to agree with you baptizing babies, but that's, you know, that's your problem, not mine. Yeah. Or their problem, not mine. Not your problem. The truth still does tear up the religious world.
Yeah.
Verse 8, all the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There's nothing froward or perverse in them. All of the words of his mouth.
Yes.
All of the words of his mouth. In righteousness. They're not just right, they're in righteousness.
Yes.
Now, the only way that's possible is for him to have pure hands and a clean heart.
Yes.
Because we know out of the mouth, or out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
Yes.
And I personally can testify to the fact that the tongue is an unruly member.
Yeah.
It has got me into more trouble than it has ever gotten me out of. And it probably still will continue to do so. And I see you nodding there, David. But I know it. And I know what proceeds out of my heart sometimes. And luckily, I do have a new heart, so that it doesn't come out all the time like it used to. It's only possible because wisdom, Jesus Christ, has clean hands and a pure heart. And all of his words, all of his words are truth, and all of his words are righteousness. Well, you see, well, that can't, he can't be human. Well, yeah, he's a man. And he's God. He is much more. Because he's both God and man. 100% God, 100% man, and that makes God.
Right.
Yeah. I can do trigonometry. At least I used to be able to. But I know that Jesus Christ is God and man. It's not God plus man. It's not man plus God. He is God and man. What was it? Earl Adam Kadmon. The God-man. He speaks of excellent things. He speaks the truth. Period. His words are righteousness and only righteousness. If you have a problem with the words of Jesus Christ, if you have the problems with the words of wisdom, the problem's with you. Because his words are right. And you can take your place with the scribes and the Pharisees and with the princes of this world. You can take your places with the men who crucified the Lord of glory, and you can take your place with the scribes and the Pharisees. If you don't believe his words, you don't have to worry about my words. This Jesus is Christ.
Yeah.
The great thing about that is I don't have to worry about that Jesus. or any other Jesus. This Jesus is Christ. And verse 9 says, they are all plain to him that understandeth. And right to them that find knowledge. He opened their understanding of the scripture. That's when he was here after he was resurrected. In Proverbs it's written, his words are all plain to him that understands. Who understands? Them he's opened. Those he's opened their minds. Those he's opened their hearts. Those he's opened their ears. Those he's opened their eyes. Yeah, I mean, you can go back and you can read everywhere in the Old Testament who opens the mind, who opens the heart, who opens the eyes, and who opens the understanding. He does. Only he does. And before that, there was no understanding.
Right.
There was no seeing. There was no hearing. There was no thinking.
Right.
Not that particular mode of thinking.
Not that
yeah. Oh, there's lots of thinking goes around. But that particular mode.
Yeah.
That's special.
Yes, it is.
It's particular, and it's somewhat limited in this world. However you want to say it. He that understands and finds knowledge is he that Jesus Christ has opened.
Yes.
And no man will shut.
Right.
This is why to us who believe the gospel is the savor of life unto life.
Yes.
It's because of him and his opening.
Yes, his opening.
Of us. We are opened. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your words to us and for your opening of our mind and the understanding given of your word, your scriptures, your truth, your wisdom, your righteousness, your sanctification, and your redemption, which God the Father hath made you unto us. Thank you. In Christ's name, amen.